The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
Greetings, this is Tom Skarda, and we are live on the Franchise Radio Show, and excited to be here tonight. We have I have a co-host, actually two beautiful ladies with me tonight. I have Marianne Boom Boom Maizano from the Italian Chicks.
Thank you, Tom. You're so sweet.
And I have Gina Skarder, also from the Italian Chicks. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
So Gina's here, my wife, and my co-host. We're excited because I have Meg Schmitz tonight. Meg is a colleague of mine from FranChoice and a senior franchise consultant and has been in the franchise industry even longer than I. And probably has forgotten more about franchising than I even know. So I'm excited to have Meg on. And so the Franchise Radio Show, once a week for an hour, we talk about everything franchising. So we're all about education, want to help people understand, you know, what it is to really run a franchise, what it takes mentally, what it takes financially, everything there is to know. Also, the show will air as a podcast on iTunes. So starting tomorrow morning, you could listen to the show on iTunes, share it with your friends and family and everyone around the water cooler at work and help people get out of the humdrum job and into their own business to control their own destiny. So also, if you want more franchise information, I have a YouTube channel and there's a lot of videos on there. So subscribe to my YouTube channel and get educated about franchising. I'm excited also about a new article that came out today in Entrepreneur Magazine about the titans of franchising.
That's great, Tom.
So,
yeah, thank you. And Mary Domino helped me write it, which she edited for me. I was excited. Mary from the Italian Chicks, who's an English major from Hofstra University. And, of course, she doesn't use it except for in writing jokes now. But so look for this article about the titans. I interview five different people that have been in franchising for 40 years or more, and they're CEOs and or founders of franchise concepts. So a lot of information, a lot of insights, especially if you are looking for a franchise or starting to franchise your own business. You want to hear from these mega stars in franchising. So it's very, very exciting. And that's on Entrepreneur Magazine. So entrepreneur.com. Just put in my name, Tom Skarda. And you can check out those articles. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I really appreciate the opportunity. I
mean, it's like all the way from Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Fort Lee, New Jersey, dude. Let me tell you, right?
I mean, it was like a hike to get out here in Long
Island.
Oh,
man. No, but I like it. I like it out here. I do.
We got trees.
You got trees? Well, I got trees in Jersey. What do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
In Edison? I never saw a tree.
Edison? I'm not in Edison. I'm close. I'm by the bridge, right by the bridge.
All I know is when you come over to Gothel's Bridge, there ain't no trees.
Oh, well, because you're going backwards. You got to come over to GW to get to me. That's what the deal is.
I want to point out that Marianne is from New Jersey, but she's wearing a Brooklyn t-shirt today.
Brooklyn t-shirt in a house.
I'm the Brooklyn chick.
Well, Gina's the Brooklyn chick. Tom is the Brooklyn dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all my friends are from Brooklyn. What can I tell you?
Forget about it.
But, you know, Tom, I really like this. I have just a question for you about, you know, I'm serious. Now, I'm not trying to be facetious, but, you know, we're talking about the Italian chicks, Mary Domino, Gina, all this. What about franchising the Italian chicks?
We get a whole bunch of Italian girls from all over the United States.
All over the United States. And we just send them out into the free world.
That would be...
Wouldn't that be great?
It would scare the hell out of a lot of Americans all over the country.
I think so, too. But, it could work. You never know.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's another Marianne Boom Boom anywhere out there.
Oh, so Gina always says the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's only one Gina.
There's only one Gina,
for sure.
And Marianne is not only an amazing comedian, she's a fantastic singer and songwriter.
That's right.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you.
Gives me goosebumps.
Really nice. You can find her stuff on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that thing, iTunes. Mm-hmm. So I want to get this franchise thing on the road here. I want to get my friend Meg Schmitz on the line. So, Mike, my engineer, is Meg on? Hello, Meg.
I am.
How are you?
I should be here.
Hi, Meg.
I'm well, thank you.
Hey,
Hi.
Meg. How you doing?
I am excellent. Thank you. How are you?
Very good.
We're going to make you an official Italian chick tonight, Meg.
Yes. So.
Thank heavens, because this German thing, this Schmitz thing, is really just an adopted name. I'm looking for a new thing.
Oh, so Meg.
Italian could be my thing.
Meg, I'm going to take you into my heart. We're going to solve it, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome to Marianne Radio.
We got to get a vowel on the end of that name, though.
I use my hands. I use my eyebrows.
That's great.
I emote.
Emote, yes. And one of the other tricks is you have to overly gesticulate all the time.
Over-gesticulate.
Gesticulate?
Gesticulate.
That's a word?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Gesticulating.
I was absent that
it
day.
It is.
Meg, is it a word, right?
Absolutely.
See, you always got to ask the waspy chick.
That's good. No, she would know.
The waspy chicks always know everything.
Meanwhile, if we were playing Scrabble, I'd be challenging you.
Right? Meg, I'm very excited to get to know about you and your business and how you got started. So I'm going to pop it over to Tom so we can get this going because I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. Let's start there, Meg. So,
Go, Tom.
When I met you back in 2005, that's the year I started, you were already a consultant at the time. Is that right?
I was indeed.
Yeah. So
I was.
You're a senior. Everything I learned, I've learned from you. So
you and I go way back. So I learned from you, but we'll get to that. Those things that I've learned from you.
How did you get into franchising?
Very insightful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I got into franchising 25 years ago. My husband at the time, and this is informative for what I do now, he went to a franchise expo and he came home and he said, okay, we got to do this. You know, you pay your money, you turn on the lights, you hire somebody, and you're making money. And so he signed us up for Great Clips. And the good thing about Great Clips is that they do have a great system. Mm-hmm. They've got an answer for everything. But because he went into it not with us as a partnership, he just went into it to get into it. I now talk to everybody and find out who's involved in the decision and how's this going to impact your household, your kids, college, et cetera. So anyway, 25 years ago, I got involved with Great Clips. It was a great experience. I went from one unit to three. We got divorced at three. I hired general manager, promoted someone from within. And then we opened two more locations and somebody else bought me lock, stock and barrel. It was a buyout deal. I sold my five locations to a franchisee. And then I jumped the fence with Jeff Elgin. He's the master of everything. And that's how I got on the consulting side now 15 years later.
Wow. It's a very familiar story.
Kind of familiar.
Interesting.
It's almost exactly our story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we just fight.
It's
we didn't get divorced, though. So, but we had three units.
Oh, that part. Yeah, we did the same exact thing. We bought a franchise, had three units, sold it.
Yeah, exactly.
And jumped the fence.
But she had five units.
And it's great when someone else on the outside looks at it and says, oh, this looks like the concept. It acts like the concept. I'm going to buy it because I can plug and play and go forward.
Right.
So it was wonderful.
It is awesome. And where were your units?
All in the Chicagoland area, northwest suburbs.
Okay, cool. So not Aurora. So
no, not Aurora.
The home of Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. I love those words Wayne's you just World. Used, the plug and play. That's a great way to describe a franchise, right? Plug it in, play it. That's it. Easy. 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, it takes a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But it doesn't take nearly as much work as starting from scratch and figuring everything out yourself.
Right. And that's the big thing that I'm dealing with. A lot of entrepreneurs who want to grow their idea. That's the other side of my household. We've got venture capital and private equity money going into startups to see where those go.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we've got franchising in our household, and that's me. And looking at these tried and true and we can talk about this, you know, what makes a tried and true, what makes a good investment a realistic opportunity.
Right, right. Yeah, we definitely will talk about that for sure. So do you have your hands in anything else right now, or are you just doing the franchise consulting thing?
I would say that because the way that my life works, I'm doing franchise consulting as much of the time as it makes sense, which it really just depends. Like seasonally, I've got, like right now, college kids are going back to school, so it's kind of quiet right now. Yeah. And it'll happen again November, December, into, you know, January.
Makes sense.
But this is my primary thing, but we've got a lot of other, we've got our hands in a lot of other entrepreneurial startups besides, he does his thing and I do mine.
Right. Awesome. And that's great. And Marianne has that kind of background that Pete has as well in the finance world, banking.
Oh, really?
And that kind
cool.
of thing. Yeah. So that's interesting. I just wanted to clarify. So you were in Great Clips. That's how you met Jeff Elgin. Jeff is the founder of Franchoice, but he was the vice president of sales, right? For
franchise development. Yep.
Yeah.
Way back when the rules were different.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, you show interest, you can fog up a mirror, you got money, come on in.
Right.
And it's not that way anymore.
No. It's. And I think everything clamped down after, you know, the Great Recession. So, so interesting stuff.
You know, I'd like to ask a question, and I guess it's just a curiosity from my end, because I was in finance on the retail side, basically in sales, and really managing the concept of customer experience and sales training and all of that. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, on your end, how do you determine who is the best target for a franchise? If I wanted a franchise, how would you go about making that determination?
So everyone that I work with is personal referral. So they know already that I'm in the world of franchising and I've got 25 years of experience doing this, and I'm a truth teller. So what I'm asking people to do is to be honest with themselves about what is their intention about investigating business ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm not going to, I use the analogy of a boulder, and the boulder is sitting right here. And if we push on it, is it going uphill? Which is, that's not a good thing. Or is it going downhill? And this, it's going and it feels good and we're rolling and it's got momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So I work through a navigational process, and Tom, you do too, to find out what anyone's motivation is. Is it financial? Is it lifestyle? Is putting kids through college? Is it moving towards retirement? So there's a lot of pre-qualification that goes into figuring out if this is the right vehicle before I even engage them with conversation with the franchise company.
Because you said something a minute ago that I wanted to just drill down on a little bit more when you were talking about ego. Because sometimes I think ego makes us make the worst decisions. in life.
That's so true.
Right? And I think if I was sitting down with you and we were talking about franchises, how would you be able to sway me if my ego is driving this whole concept?
Great question.
Well, I think the question is why.
Yes.
Why is it the heart of anything?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do this? Why are we even talking?
Right.
Why do you want to pursue this as a vehicle? There's the what and the how and the other questions that come along.
Right.
So my background is in counseling and hospice care.
Oh, wow. Wow, so if I'm dying, you can really help me out too, okay?
Yeah, so that's the biggest transition anyone is going to make is from life to death. Well, this is from where you are to what does this look like? So I try to navigate people through a visualization process and say, well, look like if you mm-hmm. owned your own business.
Right.
And if someone was telling you what the rules are every day, are you okay if you have someone like a McDonald's, and they're doing much better now, but that mm-hmm. was a push from the top to the bottom to say, this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You reverse engineer the process for them.
Yeah.
You start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yep. That's the way everybody should go through it in life and anything you want to do. How do you want your life to look like and then work from there?
People are so funny because they take jobs, they make marriage decisions, they don't think through what this is going to look like 5, 10, 20 years from now. And mm-hmm. that's what I try to get them to evaluate and mm-hmm. and verbalize.
Right.
What is this going to look like?
Yeah, and the other side of that, and you know, what I run into a lot, and you'll agree, Meg, is that people come in thinking that they know what they want to do, and they have no friggin' clue, as we say in New York. Not a friggin' idea, but...
not one friggin' clue.
I don't know if you can say that on there. Could you say that on the
friggin'?
I could say it.
Yeah,
no, you know what's really fun about them thinking they have a clue? You guys have kids. Tom, Gina, I know that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't, but get.
So mine is 27. I remember when he was little and he used to say, Mom, applesauce. I want applesauce. I love applesauce. But fine. You want applesauce? I'll give you applesauce. So when I have somebody who says, I want food, I want whatever, then I'll give it to them, but I'm going to mix up the assortment so they can compare and contrast against other industries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prove it. You prove it to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need to prove anything to me. You prove it to yourself.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. It's a good anecdote to get people off of being infatuated, because I think infatuation takes people down a really bad road.
Yeah.
Because you can't think straight when you're infatuated, you know, when you're in love with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a really big thing in my book, anyway.
So, Meg, did I hear you right where you were saying that you're asking the potential client to do a contrast and comparison?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
I want them to do it with the business world. You know, if you're looking for another job, you have for you with your job, you might be looking for another job, mm-hmm. but you're looking at franchising, or you're unemployed and happy to be retired or unemployed, and we'll compare this to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of options. People have options, and I think, you know, one thing that we talk a lot about now is, you know, the jobs are more available. So mm-hmm. when you get somebody, you know, talking to you about a franchise, it's like, and if they're laid off, downsized, or right-sized, whatever they call it these days, is it really, you know, is this franchise thing really what they're looking to do, or is it just, you know, passing time until they get the job? And in that time, you know, what we're trying to do at Franchise is show people that choice between uncertainty and unhappiness, because at the end of the day, people want a job because it seems secure, and we know that it's not. And the average lifespan of a job is like 2 years and 8 months right now. And if you buy a franchise, you get into something and you could build it and you could have it for long term. You're building equity, you're building cash flow, you're building a customer base. And that's the reason to get into a franchise. If somebody calls us and says, hey, I want to get into a franchise because I want to make $1 million, you know, this is not the place to look for that. you know, there's
good luck with that.
Right, exactly.
I think you say that in New York. Right.
Yeah.
Forgot about it.
Forget about
it. We said it here too.
It ain't going to happen. No freaking way. But no, it's all about building a lifestyle and getting involved with something that is going to pay dividends and give you the things, you know, like you were about to say earlier, Meg. I mean, a job or a business is just a vehicle to get you what you want in life. And,
right.
you know, is the vehicle, are you going to be comfortable in this vehicle called a business? And it's not easy. So, Meg, where are you calling us from? I meant to ask you that earlier.
I am outside of Chicago right now. I think the Cubs played earlier and maybe the Sox are playing tonight. I don't know about your teams, but anyway, I'm in the Chicago area.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Chicago. But you were born and raised. We're having microphone problems. They're like falling off the handles here. But it's these Italian chicks that are wrecking the studio.
I know. We're right with a mic. Let me tell you.
This is like crazy. But
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah. It's like all we need is like some frying of garlic and a little Italian bread, and we're going to be at home here.
They keep falling off. I don't know.
I don't know. Something's happening here.
These microphones are going
crazy.
Yo,
don't touch.
So anyway, I got to get these people under control here. We we're coming up on a break time here. So you're listening to the Franchise Radio Show, and we have Marianne Boom Boom Maizano as our co-host, and Meg Schmitz from Chicago, franchise consultant and franchise extraordinaire expert, is with us. And my wife Gina is also helping here in the studio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to Meg about some interesting franchise concepts. Stay tuned. This is Tom Squatter. We'll be right back.
Be right
off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Scarta.
And welcome back. This is the Franchise Radio Show. I'm Tom Scarta. Excited here with my co-host tonight, Marianne Boom Boom Maizano, and Gina Scarta, my wife from the illustrious Italian Chicks, who you can see coming up, what, next week? The week after? August 23rd in New Jersey.
September 29th in Howard Beach.
Howard Beach, baby.
Howard it's Beach, pretty, where it all
pretty
began.
Local. Girl. Pretty yeah. local.
Where the men are men and the sheep are scared.
No, don't say that about Howard Beach. We won't be able to get back in the studio.
I know.
They're going to close us down after that. But this is so this is exciting. So, again, I'm Tom Scarta, and I have Meg Schmitz on. And Meg and I are colleagues at FranChoice. We're independent consultants, and what we do is match people with franchise opportunities based on skills and personality and goals. I like to call it the e-harmony of business. So you
exactly.
Like
nice.
So, like yeah. So we work with people... Right, Meg? We work with people who
they
cringe at the thought of going to work in the morning, and they're just frustrated with corporate America, just trying to make a change. Some people actually laid off, and they don't want to go back to the rat race. And we're here to help them understand franchising. And by the way, it's not for everybody. And, you know, for what I do, you know, the people I talk to, I tell literally 40% of the people that contact me to not go down the road and buy a franchise.
It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, it's just not for everybody. And, you know, when you work with Meg and I, you know, and also our other colleagues around the country, there's about 70, 75 of us now. You know, one of three things happens when you go through the process. One is you figure out franchising is not for you, which is fine. You know, we shake hands, we're still friends, everything is cool. It's fine. It's kind of like marketing. You know what we do, maybe you'll recommend us someday. The second thing that can happen is that we might tell you that franchising is not for you, and you have to be okay with hearing that because that could be a reality. And the third thing that could happen is that we find you the perfect franchise and you dive in and build it and live happily ever after, which would just absolutely be awesome. Mm-hmm. And anybody listening would be honored to help you figure out franchising. And the whole service is free, right, Meg?
Right. We are industry experts here. We're executive placement people who are waiting. We're not waiting. We are hoping. We're not hoping either. We've got to talk about that. We are here to help people figure out what is the right next step. And if it's not the right step, I'm not going to let them do it. And you're not either.
Right.
So, let's talk about the hoping.
Oh,
what's up with
Tom
the hope?
Scarta.
Who?
I remember when you were. You're at our conference, you're up on stage, you're being featured as a guy who's turned his business into something really big. And I remember when you were sitting up there and you said, you know, you guys, I gotta tell you, I was smoking a lot of hopium. And we were all like, what?
Smoking opium.
Opium. But then you said, it's hope. I hope that this is the right fit. I hope it's the right candidate. I hope it's the right fit. No, there's no hope. We figure out brass tacks. We get down to brass tacks and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to hope anymore. Then you know.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a
You're
different...
You're brilliant.
Well, no, thank you. I'm just trying to be like you. That's all.
He is brilliant.
Well, yeah, I think he's
smart.
I think he's a smart
That was
guy.
The most fun thing I have heard at any of our conferences.
Well,
I leaned in when he said, I got to tell you guys, I've been smoking some opium. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was
but
like...
it all makes sense.
It really does. It was funny because I just before I went up, I thought it out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about being a drug addict and being addicted to opium. And everybody was like, holy crap. And I, you know, I went home and I wrote an article about it, and it got picked up by Entrepreneur Magazine, and they published it.
Yeah.
All about smoking yeah. opium. And so I'm honored. Thank you for saying that, Meg. That's really, really cool.
I reference, by the way, to all of my candidates, as soon as they vocalize fear, I say, wait a minute. I've got two things for you to read, and they're by the same guy. And it's you.
Well, thank you.
So,
that's so awesome.
You're so eloquent, but you're able to bring it into a language that anyone can read it and embrace it and say, oh, yeah, that's me. But it's okay, because apparently 90% of everybody else feels the same way.
Right, right.
Exactly.
I break down that Brooklynese into something everybody
You're
can understand.
You're so good.
Even like, you know, even the cheeseheads understand me. It's amazing.
Tom, and what are those two books, just in case anybody wants to look them up?
Well, I have three books. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So Magic of Choosing Uncertainty was my first book. It's how to make a change in your life, how to embrace change and manage fear. That's the first book. The second book I wrote is called Franchise Savvy, and it's the six strategies that pros use to pick a top-performing franchise. People like Meg and I, the strategies that we use. And my new book I just wrote with a buddy of mine, Matt, the franchise guy, Stevens. We wrote a book together called Franchise Freedom. And it's it's actually the 21 pitfalls that people fall into when they're looking for a franchise opportunity. And it's an ebook. And that's available on Amazon. And it's on my website if you go to tomscarter.com. And also my Franchise Savvy book just came out on Audible, which I haven't not been talking about, and I really should. And a lot of people are buying it, which is pretty cool.
Oh, because they're like me. I don't like to read anymore. I just listen. I listen to books while I'm putting on my makeup, while I'm doing the laundry. It's great.
Right. Yeah. No, it's awesome.
I love that Audible stuff.
Yeah, I do when I put on my makeup, too. It works.
I've seen you early in the morning, and you do look good.
Well, you know.
Hey, should I worry about this?
No, it's just that Jeff
Cup
Elger
of
makes
coffee. Tom and I are both going, man. All right, we're going to sit for the next 3 hours, every 6 minutes. We're going to hear a new concept.
It's
those things start early in the morning. I
know. Jeff Elger starts us at 7 a.m.
Oh,
those conferences.
God, please,
it's crazy. So, Meg, I want to really talk about franchising. So, what kind of concepts are you liking these days? What are you leaning towards in regard to franchise concepts?
Even though the market for unemployment is going down, at least in my area, and I do work with people all over the country, but I think the economy is going up and people are feeling better, but still there is a desire from people I'm working with to have something tried and true. 10 years from now, it's not going to be passé. So I am, Wisconsin is one of the heavier states in the union weight-wise, so we still do fitness.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, automotive, hair care. Let me break it down to this. What is Amazon proof and artificial intelligence proof?
Mm-hmm.
And millennial proof, which that's a whole nother, either millennials buy in or millennials get it. But
that's that's a new category for us.
That's a whole new category. So a lot of the people that I work with, because it's pretty conservative in the Midwest, they still want to know what can they do that 10 years, 15, 20 years from now, because that's a franchise agreement, it's 10 years, is what will still be relevant. I had a guy down in Atlanta ask me to only show him female products or services, like the boutique, the clothing, uh-huh. or any of the fitness or the spa and spa light.
Oh, yeah.
Because even in a down economy, a woman will pay the money to take care of herself and look good.
Yep.
That's true.
I thought that was really insightful.
It is very insightful. I'm very interested in what you just said about Wisconsin being one of the heaviest states.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Is it the cheese?
I'm going to stop eating cheese.
I'm not gonna, that's it. Too much ricotta tonight, guys. That's it. We're done.
We ate a lot of ricotta.
Is it? Why is it the heaviest?
So, well, I think that I'm not even going to comment on that because I'm like 5'3 and 102 pounds soaking wet. So I don't fall into any of the stereotypes.
Thank
so I
God.
Can't really comment and I won't. But I think that anyone that we work with, you kind of have to pay attention to where they are in their community and what the surrounding influences are. And what do people really care about? What will they pay money for? This is franchising. Mm-hmm. What will the consumer pay money for?
That's cool. And I like, you know, probably the opposite of that, though. But the fitness franchises I like because they're membership driven. And
absolutely. Money in.
So, yeah, money in every month, you know, whether people are showing up or not, you know, they're still paying for their membership. So I love that. And I love this, what'd you call it? Boutique light?
Boutique or a spotlight.
Spotlight. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. And it's personal services. And what we found in the women's categories is that in the Great Recession, those kind of things did not have a hiccup. Well, they had a little hiccup, but they didn't really have a bounce like a lot of industries did where, you know, instead of going on vacation, someone might just get their nails and hair done, you know, more often because they really can't leave for vacation, but they'll spend money on themselves and get like a massage or, you know, whatever it might be. So a lot of people say, oh, that's the kind of stuff that gets cut back. You know, somebody loses their job. Exactly. People
don't want to do it. So I think that's interesting that you call it hiccup like a teacup and I call it a hiccup like a hiccup. But
well, you probably say it right.
It's a hiccup.
I call it she cups. I don't know. Sorry, but
I call it D cups. What do
you
think?
Ow!
Oh!
Go girl.
No, it's
one of the most.
It's definitely hiccup. He said it wrong.
I like
one
hiccup.
Interesting people that I ran into was an Elements Therapeutic Massage area developer. She bought in, she's a CPA, and her husband, I don't remember what he is professionally, but they bought in 2007, right before everything tanked.
Yep.
And what they found with Elements is that people would pay the monthly membership because they knew they could come in four times and get a massage versus paying once to go to a therapist. A counselor, someone... They would rather come in and pay for
wow.
Massages.
Hell yeah, I would rather do that.
Yeah.
That's so much more stress relief than talking to a counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's insightful.
Human behavior. Yeah. This is what we do. This is what I do. I don't know about you, Tom, but I'm asking people questions about how they live their lives and what their goals are and how they want to live. And so much of that plays into the selection of the companies that I give them to look at because I want them to be able to live the lifestyle that they're enjoying, but also own a business then that ties into that.
Well, I'm a guy in New York, so I don't ask any of those kind of questions, but you know.
But you get to it somehow because you're twice as good as I am. So I don't know what you're doing, but you're asking questions.
I'm just following you.
He's selling hopium. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, he's getting off hopium.
I got a side hustle. But it's really neat. And you know, there's businesses, like, you know, most people you say franchising, if they don't know franchising, they just think of fast food.
Food.
I just had somebody call me. I was just sharing this with our colleague Diane Ploys in San Francisco this morning.
Yeah.
That I had a candidate that I placed in a staffing business 7 years ago, and they are they just bought their second unit. They called me in like a celebration mode. They're in Charlotte, and they are making just crazy, crazy money. And I think it's only going to get better with what's going on with, you know, rules and regulations and hiring and healthcare and all that kind of stuff. But you would never think it, this is a B2B business. So the those people are working 9 to 5. They're off nights, weekends, and holidays, as opposed to the guy that owns, you know, a fast food joint. And what's funny is the fast food place costs 3 times as much and makes nowhere near what a staffing.
A third as much.
A third, maybe, if you're lucky.
Maybe.
So our job is to help people understand really what that difference is by doing the whole compare and contrast you were talking about earlier to say, okay, yeah, you love this burger thing or you love this pizza. Let's show, you know, let's look at other things side by side, and then you could decide for yourself what's going to be the right thing.
You're educators.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm an edumacator, man.
And the beautiful thing about outsourcing your employment, this was the first job I ever had out of college, was in employment services. It never goes away. It's like a haircut. You always need it, company, but it's B2B.
Right.
So now you're really able to talk to professionals about a white-collar business where they can continue to call on other businesses.
It's amazing.
And the numbers are just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I just interviewed Bob Funk, who's the founder of a company called Express Pros. Bob, so I had this article come out today, Meg, that you might be interested in Entrepreneur Magazine about the just advice from the titans of franchising. So I have Bob Funk in there and Dave Mattson from Sandler Training, just a whole bunch of...
You went big.
This, like, yeah, so these guys, they all have literally 40 years of franchise experience.
Wow.
And they're Hall of Fame. Like, Bob Funk is a Hall of Fame guy. I had Bob Frith from Lawn Doctor.
There's a franchise Hall of Fame?
There's a franchise Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You would never think it. But, yeah, in the International Franchise Association's headquarters in Washington, D.C., where they keep all the lobbyists, there's a Hall of Fame. And it's funny because there's real – I mean, there's people who you know, right? Ray Kroc from McDonald's and Fred DeLuca.
I only know it because of the movie. I just saw the movie.
The founder was awesome.
It was an awesome movie.
Awesome movie. But, you know, Fred DeLuca's on the wall. Colonel Sanders, who's almost like a myth or a legend. He was a real guy.
Now it's Norm MacDonald.
Right, now it's Norm MacDonald. Was it Ray Thomas from Wendy? Anyway, there's all these food guys, and then there's Bob Funk, who was a staffing guy, and he's actually a minister. He's a Christian minister, and he got into. You could read the story in Entrepreneur Magazine, but he got into staffing because he wanted to help other people get jobs and put food on the table of their homes. So he helps people get a franchise that helps people get jobs. So the ripple effect is just absolutely tremendous. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, my candidate was just at his house, which is like a ranch in Oklahoma. And he has like giraffes on his land and all that kind of stuff. He's just a great guy. Anyway, I digress.
What are your favorites right now, Tom?
My favorite is anything that's not sexy. So people are like, what does that mean?
I agree. You know,
stuff that falls under the radar. You know, people are like, what's the hottest franchise? And that's like saying, who is the most handsome guy in Hollywood? It's subjective, and so what do you want in a person, right? If you're looking for a mate, it's the same thing when you're looking for a franchise. Really, what do you want? And I think the best thing that you could get into is water, sucking water out of people's basements. And the reason why is because stuff is always going to happen. It doesn't matter who's
Mother
in office.
Nature.
It's Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. And
human forgetfulness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be a robot that's going to do it. There's not going to be an app. Yeah. Amazon is not coming to do it.
And it's not like they could say, oh, I'm not going to do it right now. They have to do it.
Yes.
And even if they don't have money to do it, they're going to put it on a credit card.
Yep.
But a lot of these kind of businesses, they get paid by the insurance company anyway. You aren't working on behalf of them. So they're just like, so things like that. And people are like, are you kidding me? And I was like, just look at this. I mean, I was just talking to a guy about Hoods. Hoods is a company out of Michigan that that basically sucks grease out of exhaust hoods of restaurants and facilities that serve food to the public. It's amazing because it has to be done. It's mandated by the fire code in every county in America. It has to be done. And so...
it's like Mike, what's his name, and Dirty Jobs.
Right.
They're the best ones to own marginally. The margin is there. The hours, you know, you need someone who can live with hours. But,
yeah.
Boy, you talk about recession resistant.
Yeah. It's amazing.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. But you don't... You know, you don't wake up in the morning thinking about that. You wake up in the morning saying, I want to get into the hottest food franchise and, you know, let me get into poutine or something crazy like that.
I love poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine's great, but it's
hot and sexy goes away pretty fast.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of. And
even in people.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Hot today, sexy today, gone tomorrow.
I don't know. Hot and sexy in people last, but in concepts, they don't. That doesn't.
Really?
That goes away.
You're a true romantic, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love my girls. I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Meg, you are officially an Italian chick, so when they come to Wisconsin or Chicago, we're going to bring you up on stage.
Yes.
I'll come there.
But,
all right.
I'll be out there soon. I'll be out there in the fall.
Excellent. Oh, cool. All you have to do is learn how to say capisce.
Capisce.
At Vermont. Hey. Great job.
They're good.
Nice.
You did good.
Hey, Meg, I want to thank you for...
I'm doing the hand motion while I'm doing it.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Wonderful.
Meg, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. This was like one of my favorite shows and loved having you on. And we'll have you
and
on again.
I love you too, Tom and Gina.
Nice to meet you, Meg. Nice to meet you, Meg. Take care,
Have
Paula.
A great night. This is the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Scarta. We'll be on next Tuesday. Tune in. I ain't working here no more.